Blog Talk Radio.
How you guys doing out there tonight? You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright. And I do know the time, and I do apologize for this tardiness in starting off and kicking this show off today. You know, it's just been a challenge, but how many of you know that God is still working it out? So I'm glad to actually be here. I'm glad to actually be able to talk with you guys. You know, I hope your day has been good. You know, I had a great day today. I actually did a segment on the Women of Destiny. They have a TV show that comes on the AIB network. That's the Atlanta Interfaith Broadcasting System Network. If you don't, you can definitely find that on Comcast. That's number five, channel 5 on Comcast. Or if you have regular cable, you can look for the Atlanta Interfaith Broadcasting Network, AIB television station. And they come in on Tuesdays, every Tuesday from 10 to 10:30. Well, today we had a special segment, and we had the men, the male section of the Women of Destiny today. It was called the Men of Destiny. And our first artist was Canton Jones. He was the first artist that I interviewed. So it was a great interview, and I will be keeping you guys abreast of what's going on and how that's coming along and all that good stuff. Now, let's get things going today. You know, but before we do that, you know, I just want to say, is anybody in the house today? If you have a message or a word that you'd like to share, you know, encourage people, you know, I want you to feel free to call in. The number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. You know, this is the Heart of Love Radio Show, and you are listening along with your host, G. Wright. And we'll get things started today with a little bit of this person right here. Now, you know, I should have started off and let you guys just guess who the artist is, and I should say the first person who calls in and tells me who this artist is, I'm going to give you a free CD when it comes out. It comes out May the 17th, All Things Are Possible, coming to some internet service provider near you. Yes, I'm still working on the distribution, so just hang on in there with me, guys. I appreciate y'all. But, you know, that's nevertheless, if you know, but I'm thinking about doing it. I might do that today. I might just wait to do that tomorrow. But this is all I like for you guys to really do today. I want you to really think about a reason why you are happy today. And if you're happy today, you know, why don't you call in and tell me why? What has made you so happy today? Why are you happy? And if you're sad, I want you to call in and tell me why you're sad. I want to hear from you, you know, because, you know, you guys send me text messages, you IM me, and all this good stuff. So I really would love to just hear from you guys and to hear what you guys are thinking and feeling. But I'm going to get things going with A Whole Nation by Kirk Franklin. It's from his new project, which is Off the Chain. So sit back and relax.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I want to introduce to you right now, young Donovan. He's 11. The problem we're facing right now is we're losing our children. Fathers, we need you. Can you feel me? Just like me, yes. Every time you took a picture with you and your family, it was only two people, and it was supposed to be three. It was supposed to be me asking,
why the sky blue? When I grow up, I wanna be like you.
Yo, daddy, can you teach me how to
tie my shoes? Can I go with you to work so I can sing with you?
Let me see what you do so I can love my kid too. But you didn't stick around. Was that too much to ask of you? Too much to get a blueprint,
no.
Too much to show the way,
no.
That's the reason why this building is not finished till today.
I'm lost, boy.
I don't really want to believe that
my dad is coming back, he didn't forget about me.
Like a child at the school, we sit and we wait.
I know that you will come.
Take the whole
nation.
Take the whole nation. But it's a million of y'all and it's only one of me. What happened to the village, as far as I can see, it's been burned down by this modern day slavery.
For 11 years I've been living here. I've seen mama cry more than 11 tears. Watching mama see daddy while he slips away. Stop Jesus
over here,
kids, when they pray.
Mama working two jobs, she can't do it alone. She shouldn't have to, she didn't get knocked up on her own. And I know that baby mama's trauma. This is real. But before you close the door, don't forget how it feels. Remember,
daddy was my game, and I made a touchdown. I wanted to tell you so, but you weren't around. If a girl breaks my heart, what I do with the pain?
And one more thing, daddy.
Can you tell me my name?
Oh, yeah.
I need my daddy.
Oh, y'all feel this?
That was a whole nation, Kirk Franklin. We have a caller calling in live. Caller, you are live. I already know who you are, so I can go ahead and say welcome to the show, Miss Brenda Johnson.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
I am blessed. I'm blessed today. I'm not in the office right now, and I said I wanted to listen to your show. I said I'm going to call in and listen. So I wasn't expecting you to put me on the line, but I'm glad that you did. And I like your topic today, G-Wright. First of all, you have an awesome show.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and we thank you for your prayers and support with us. But your question was, why are you happy? And I just want to say I am very happy. First of all, I'm happy because God saved me. God kept me, and I have four beautiful children. And God been blessing us, and giving us favor and giving me friends that God has put in my life. I consider you a friend, brother.
Yes,
the Lord.
Yes.
And so I really appreciate you and what you're doing. So I wanted to, you know, say, you know, thank you so much for having that topic. But it was a time I wasn't happy, and you know my story, and I'm not going to go into that now. But I know that God can just put a smile on your face and just give you that joy and that peace. So
yeah.
That's all I want to say. I don't want to take up all your callers' time, but that's an awesome, awesome topic that you have there.
Well, you know, so you're just sitting back and chilling, just relaxing today.
Yes, yes, and I wanted to support you before I start cooking in a little bit. So.
all right.
Yeah. And so,
yeah.
But I'm glad what you are doing and everything. So just let you know that we love you with the love of the Lord, and I know that God has some great things in store for you and your awesome show that you have. So.
And thank you. You know, this is my official big sister right here, and
yeah.
Destiny and Purpose Radio.
Yes.
That's my sister's show.
Yeah.
It's one of my sister's shows.
Yes.
You know.
Wow.
You know, but you know, I appreciate God for you and what you and your family are doing and all the great things. You know,
and I'm
just gonna piggyback off of what you're saying, as far as being happy, you know. Tuesday was a hard day.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend was hard because as I approached my CD release.
Okay.
You know, I've had people who have said, you know, I'm going to support you
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to bless you with some finances because mm-hmm. when you are an independent artist,
yeah.
people don't realize that it takes a lot of money to pay for studio
yes,
time,
mm-hmm.
get things mixed, mastered,
right.
get your artwork done,
yeah.
and get things together. It takes a lot of work.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It takes a lot of work.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you know,
yes.
So it's been something, and
mm-hmm.
but what happens when family does it?
Yeah. Yes.
You know what happens when mm. family stings you? You know, it's
yes.
like whoa.
Yes,
well, you know,
is.
I wasn't expecting that, but mm. it happened to me,
mm.
and you know, I'm not gonna put my cousin on the spot. I'm not gonna say
yes.
which one.
Yes.
You
I
know,
understand.
But what I'll say is that you know that cousin still hasn't responded back to me.
Wow.
You know, so what happens? I think that's a good contact. I think it's a good subject for next week. What happens
yes,
when your family
mm-hmm.
burns you?
That's right.
What happens when one of the members of your family burns you?
Mm.
What?
Wow.
How do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you recover? So I think that's going to be my topic next week.
That would be a good topic.
How?
Yes. Because
how do you deal with?
That's right.
How you deal with family. Now, things come up, and I'm telling you, I realize that we're all in that situation
yeah.
where,
mm-hmm.
you know, we are feeling the effects
yes.
of the oil crisis and
that's right.
all these different, of our economy. We're feeling the effects
mm-hmm.
of it.
That's right.
But it was hard for me last weekend. Last weekend, I think I told you.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I told you, but I was at a point I said, God, you know, I have the CD release party,
mm-hmm.
with no CDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know how can I do? How can I get
wow.
this? I gotta have the CD release party,
mm-hmm.
and no CDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want things done in excellence. You know.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have to say that, you know, I just believe that this
yeah.
is what I'm supposed to do.
That's
I know
right.
this is what I've been called to do, and
yeah.
God will make a way.
Yeah.
Now God blessed me
mm-hmm.
through someone else.
Thank
through a brother of mine in Christ, you know,
oh,
and I was just talking.
Thank
you know, so
you
sometimes
Lord.
You do have to tell people
That's right.
What you're going through. You had to tell people, hey, I'm struggling.
That's
And I wasn't saying it looking for something. Mm-hmm. I was just saying, hey, they're like, what's wrong with you? And I said, you know, my cousin had promised to bless me, not even to give me the money, but to loan me the money.
Oh.
You know, and he hasn't done it. He hasn't called. He hasn't tried to call. He hasn't done a thing. So that spoke volumes.
Mm-hmm.
That spoke volumes to me.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, it's like, you know, you're supposed to be our cousin. And but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
God will bless you in the midst.
Yes, he will. Yes.
You know, he blessed me. Now, mind
Praise
you,
God.
the blessing
mm-hmm.
was able to help me halfway.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to get the other half, but I'm much closer.
Yes.
You know, I actually have my master's.
Mm-hmm.
For the
okay.
So I actually have the masters out of the studio.
Oh,
you know,
good.
They're being pressed right now.
Oh, praise God.
You know, but I have to get the money to get it out of the pressing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys just pray for me, you know, stretch your hands and just pray over G Wright that the money cometh.
Yes.
You know, and we speak whatever we believe.
Speak it right now.
We speak it. You know, just speak forth life and speak forth peace, speak forth release.
Yeah,
and it's gonna happen, and I believe it's gonna happen. I know it's gonna happen.
Oh yes, it is. Yes,
you
it
know,
is. Yes,
and
it
I
is.
Tell you,
and
it's
right,
different.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep talking.
That's right. I was just gonna say, you know, it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the older I become,
mm-hmm.
you know, the less judgmental I have to become.
Yeah.
You know, because Jesus loved everyone where they were.
That's right.
He didn't condemn them.
That's right.
And someone told me the other day. They said they sent me a message on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know what? I think your music is for all the people. They said, I think your music is for straight, for
mm-hmm.
gay, for black, for white,
mm-hmm.
for poor.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I was shocked that I got
mm-hmm.
received that message from the person from that brother.
Mm-hmm.
On MySpace,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him why. Why did he
mm-hmm.
say? I said, definitely, my music's for anyone who has an ear to hear.
Mm-hmm.
My music is to inspire anyone,
mm-hmm.
wherever they are, whoever they're doing, to inspire them, and hopefully let them know that God loves them.
That's
and
right.
He said, the opposite. I guess the guy was gay,
mm-hmm.
and he said, church folk always, you know, beat me up in their music.
Mm.
You know, when I go to church, the music is beat me up. You know, it's
mm.
like, it's not uplifting, it's more like tear me down.
Mm.
You know, so that was something I never expected to hear that.
Me
but
yeah.
But the music is going to reach, I told him, I said, thank you for your support.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the music is to reach anyone, it's to inspire anyone.
Yeah.
You know, let them know that God loves them. And you know, the thing about it is this, you love people. And
that's
then based
right.
on how you love them,
that's
how you show
right.
love, then they see Christ.
Yeah.
So that makes one want to say, you know what, I want to live for the Lord.
Mhm.
You know, a lot of things we're not gonna understand until we get to
that's
heaven.
That's right.
You know, but if my music can inspire someone, no matter who they are,
mm-hmm.
then that's the ultimate thing.
Yes it is. Yes
you know,
it
so
is.
So I know that God's going to make a way,
and I'm
excited that date is coming. You know, today is May the 1st, and
mm-hmm.
and it's amazing that this, that the 17th is going to be here before you know it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
so
is.
So I really, within a week, I really need everything to happen that's going to happen because I want to make sure I'm prepared for this CD release,
mm-hmm.
make sure I have everything together.
Yes, and God is going to bless you in that because you're doing it for his glory.
Right.
You was on my mind this weekend and Monday, and the Lord just, after we had talked the other day, and I just started really praying for you. And one thing I'm asking you, and even your listeners out there, I'm asking God to step off the throne on your behalf and those that are listening, that God will just work on their behalf, that the stronghold of the enemy would be torn down, and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. So that's what I'm praying and decreeing in the name of Jesus. So I believe
right.
that. I believe it by faith that God has that in control, and he's going to bless
Amen.
You and all and also your listeners out there.
Thank you so much. You know, and I have, and I, you know, you know, now you know, you and I can talk.
Oh yeah, believe me, and I don't want to take up your listeners' time.
Okay. Well, you know, let's just say that we're going to keep this, wrap this up in 2 minutes, and so we can go back to some music.
Okay.
But I always enjoy talking to you, so you can call anytime.
Oh,
but,
thank you.
Yeah, but I got to say, you know, I appreciate the prayers. I'm telling
yes.
you, this past weekend, it was so hard. Because I understand now, I understand a little bit what people say when they say they're going through something.
Yes.
And someone told me, I was talking with someone the other day, they said, new levels, new devils. Was that you?
That's right.
Was I talking to you?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay, I was talking to someone else who said, it ever helped to remind me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, with this city is going to touch lives. This city
yes.
is going to bless lives. And the enemy does not want to be, he doesn't want that. You know,
that's
he does
right.
not want that. So when I tell you temptations, when you say people say, I've gone through this, temptations are coming like crazy.
Oh, Lord.
You know, temptation. So it's like, I'm like, Lord, you know, everything just trying to vibe for that attention. Because this is like, I feel like I'm on a precipice. I feel like I'm on a precipice of something great. Like, this is the beginning, and it's also the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been working on this CD for a long, long time.
Mm.
You know,
wow.
for a while. And the sacrifice things. And trips and sacrifice doing things to put up money to go on on a trip. Now, God has blessed me with some sponsors, people
okay.
that I'm just going to have a dedicated show to them before I get up there. But people who have actually said, you know what, we believe in you, we're going to sow a seed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a blessing.
And God has blessed me through that, you know, and the people just said, you know what, we just want you to make it. We just want you to make it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so God has blessed me that way.
Praise God.
And I'm believing that, like you said, it's going to happen.
Yes,
now,
this
is the last 2 weeks of it.
Yes.
And so I'm at a point of saying, you know what? I really, really need, really, 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 really need this.
Yes, and God's going to give that to you, too. And you know part of my story, but I could talk like that because I know God has worked some miracles. And it's like God was telling me this week, he said, always focus on those that I'm placing in your life instead of focusing on the negative. Because
you know
those
what?
People...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And that's what the Lord was telling me this week. And it just, I had someone email me today and was telling me, Brenda, I never heard that before, and I was praying for this person, and I had asked the Lord to step off the throne, and that's what I started praying, you know. And it's just a figure of speech, even though we know God is here, but I'm saying, God, I want you to work in my behalf. So I know if we have faith and believe and yet praise God for the miracle in advance, God is going to definitely work a miracle, because I see that I believe, God, that G. Wright, that you're going to be talking on the radio before your CD release, and you're going to be saying, look, guys, God worked a miracle.
Amen.
So I thank God
I
in advance
yes.
for the miracle.
Yes.
I thank God for the miracle, and I'm going to praise God with you for the miracle because
you
it's already done.
And I'm telling you, and it happened the way that I did not even expect. No, I wasn't even expecting it to happen that way, but it happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm telling you, anything that could try to get my attention now has been coming up, everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just asking you and asking the viewers, you know, because, you know, there are a lot of people who do listen to the radio show, and I appreciate you guys, and I love you guys.
Appreciate you, too.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, things, anything you can think of that's coming up, it's coming up, and everything has to do with finances.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, God, you know.
Yes.
You know, God, you know,
yes.
I need you. You know, this CD, it has to come out. It has to come out.
It has to. Yes, it does.
It has to.
Yes.
So I'm just thanking God and rejoicing.
Thanks, God.
And now I'm happy today because even in spite of myself,
yes.
God is still blessing me.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
you know, so I just want to encourage, you know, you guys out there, if God has placed something in your heart to do, go ahead and do it. Although you might fall, get up.
Get up.
Get up. Get up and keep on getting up. If you fall, keep on getting up until you make it. And if you see you keep on falling, doing the exact same thing, try it a different way. Try a different way of standing. Try a different way of getting up so you can walk. You might have to leave some people behind you. You might have to leave some situations. But no matter what it is, just go ahead and do it.
Go ahead and do it,
Now I want you to sit back and relax, Brenda Johnson of Destiny and Purpose Radio. Sit back and relax.
Okay.
And, you know, I have my blog, web chat open, so feel free to hit me up there. And if you are listening at in your car, if you're listening at another computer, send me a text message to gwriteonline@yahoo.com. That's gwriteonline. That's my I am. But you know, my official website is gwriteonline.com. Then myspace.com/theheartofloveradioshow, dealing with my radio, my music. Gwrite is myspace.com/gwritesing. So to sit back and relax. And this is the song, this is my song for the season. And it's Let Go by Dwayne Woods. Because, you know, that's what we got to do. And God is doing it. God's showing it, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You don't mind I stay on the line because I'm not at my computer?
Oh, yeah,
I'm
going to
be listening to my phone. Okay.
Okay. So just sit back and relax.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. And you guys feel free to call in 646-595-4311. And tell me why you are happy.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God hold. All my praises tonight, get on your feet. All my praises tonight, get on your feet. And let me see you clap your hands all over this place like this. Come on. I see you, Detroit. Woo. I see God's been good to you. Sing this verse with me. Come on, people of God.
Yeah. Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G Wright on blogtalkradio.com.
You know, I appreciate you guys just tuning in. That was before you got that nice message just a second ago from Mr. Bugs. That was Sean Hardin, Been So Good. If you've ever spoken with Sean Hardin, I'm telling you, you are going to remember this man of God. He's on fire for God, and his project is off the chain. His project is off the chain. That's, again, Sean Hardin, Been So Good. You know, God has been so good in my life, and even despite the circumstances that sometimes, you know, sometimes we create our own circumstances. Sometimes we mess things up along the way. But how many of you know that God loves you? And no matter what it is that you're going through, he cares for you. And if you're wondering, how come I keep on saying something about that? You know, it's because of this fact that sometimes we forget how good God has been to us. Sometimes we forget God's blessings. Pray for a friend of mine, Rosalind. Her mom isn't doing too well. And so she sent me a message, and I'm just going to just keep her in prayer. And I also wanted to give a shout out to Pat Skinner. I appreciate you, Pat, for your love and support and encouraging words. Also, I'd like to say what's up to TAZ. Check out, go to my blogtalkradio.com page. That's blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and see my top friends and see my friends. And there's so many great shows on Blog Talk Radio that are doing something and that are creating noise. And when I say noise, I mean good way to create noise, to bring people to Christ. You know, how many of you know that there's nothing like the name of Jesus? There's nothing like the name of Jesus, and there's no friend like Jesus. You know, I can tell you this for myself. This sometimes can be a lonely walk. When you're trying to live right, guys, and you have a desire to, but sometimes your body and your mind aren't lining up with what you're supposed to do, that sometimes it can become hard. You know, the Christian walk is not necessarily an easy walk, but God will give you grace, and he will make a way of escape for you no matter what it is that you're going through today. You know, I just want you guys to know that. You know, I want to get things together, and I would like to play this song for you guys who are going through something right now. And it's a song called Amazing Grace. And this is by a saxophonist by the name of Skip Pruitt. Again, on the Heart of Love Radio Show, I have good music, good conversation, so you can just sit back and relax. And I also love to talk, as you guys know. But I'm going to play this song by Skip Pruitt, Amazing Grace, because it's nothing like the grace of God to get us through. Sit back and relax. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright. Thank you. You guys have enjoyed that. That is Love is a Miracle. That's coming from my upcoming CD entitled All Things Are Possible. If you have just tuned in, you are hearing the voice of G. Wright. And my CD comes out May the 17th. I was saying March. It comes out May the 17th. So I want you guys to sit back and relax, you know, and just enjoy. You know, I just want to say I appreciate your support. I appreciate Brenda Johnson of Destiny and Purpose Radio. Check her out, blogtalkradio.com/wordupforyou. If you're going through something right now, I'm going to leave you with this next artist. And yes, I will plug her because she is producing some good music, not because of the fact that she is my cousin, but she's also producing some good music. And she's really just doing her thing. And her name is Eureka A. Wright. You know, so this thing I'm gonna leave you with today. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, I want you to remember you can come back home. God bless you guys. And next week, tune in next Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7, all right? I just want you to remember that you can come back home. Check me out on my MySpace page at myspace.com/ the Heart of Love Radio Show, or /GWrightSing. God bless you, and I appreciate all your support and all your prayers.
Radio.